They need that land back from these.
Welcome to ESPN. We're here to debate the most viral plays from soccer and NFL with Kristen Toomey. Actually, it's another Latino with a podcast, but she's allergic to dogs. So I had to move the whole setting for her. That's how important I believe.
Yes, like, thank you for doing that. That was very considerate.
I move everything, but this is a different setup where I'm Christian Hennis-Meyer, the another Latino with a podcast, and I'm with Kristen Toomey. She's an amazing comic. I have one question. The first question is, do you live by doing comedy or do you have a day job?
I just do comedy at the moment.
Which is the goal.
Yes.
It sounds sad. It's like, I just do comedy.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is the goal, but you have to make money and you need, you know, insurance and things like that. So having a job is nice. Doing comedy full time is a different kind of stress, you know?
Yeah, because you need to entertain people and have like a lot of like dates. And it's inconsistent. Like
it's not very consistent. And like even last night, you know, weather's good was too good. The show got canceled. So, you know, you don't get paid when things get canceled because of weather or sports or an event.
Ticket sales, yeah.
Yeah, it's just so it's not very reliable at this stage, you know.
But how do you feel right now with the comedy? Like, do you believe you're going to a place that is like, even if it is unreliable, you're gonna make enough money to never have to be like, oh, I need a day job?
I have no idea.
Because okay, I saw her closing one show. It was show open mic. She was headlining.
Show open mic.
The one in Berwyn with Charlie Wright.
Oh yeah.
And let me tell you, like, usually comics we giggle are on the jokes of other comics because we're analyzing. It's like knowing about, I mean, editing, and you see a movie and you're like, oh, I see what they did here. This is comics watching and other people do jokes. But with you, I was like, no, let me enjoy this shit because it was so fucking hilarious.
Thank you. You know what? I feel like, honestly, comics like me more than other people do, which is very, you know, I mean, comics have been very supportive of me, and everything that I get is through other comedians, so I'm very grateful for that support. I feel like they're the ones paying attention the most to what I'm doing, which is, you know, nice to have that respect. It means a lot. So thank you for that. But I need real people that buy tickets to fucking
come out. Yeah, we need the people to buy tickets. No, you are amazing. I did this question in person in the Lincoln Lodge, but I believe it will be good for the podcast. Someone, I don't remember who, told me that you said to them that you put your clips in black and white because you don't want to look like a psychopath.
That is going around. I don't know who I said that to, but you're
true.
Not the first person to true. Bring that up to me again. Yeah, I did say that because I feel like, you know, performing at places like Laugh Factory or bigger rooms, you have to be big. It's like theatrical. And then it kind of switched to clips, which is zoomed in. And
you're like, I look crazy.
I look crazy. Yeah, I mean, I do. And I have like crazy eyes, you know, which I emote a lot of like extreme faces to get a laugh, you know. But it's kind of jarring in color, I think.
Okay, but I believe that's part of you. I believe people appreciate like she looks crazy. I love this. Maybe you're putting it in black and white and people are like, this looks too noir. I'm not going to buy tickets for this woman.
I don't know. I mean, the black and white ones took off, whereas the color ones didn't. So I don't know. I mean, who fucking knows, dude? It doesn't make any sense, any of it,
but
really.
But when was the first time that you're like, let's put black and white here. Let's try this for a moment.
Yeah, last fall I did that. I got a bunch of clips from two sets at the Laugh Factory, which I did while I had COVID, and I didn't even know that I was sick. And then I got sick like a day after. I mean, it kind of started that night, but I just thought, oh, I'm drinking this old coffee or whatever. And then
the clip, you were like,
the clip, I'm like sweating. I'm sweating.
Looking straight at people, not blinking.
I looked, you know, the coloring was not great. So I put it in black and white, and then it got like 23 million views.
Million?
Yeah.
Amazing. You see, like, she's amazing. Buy fucking tickets. Okay.
Yeah, but, please.
But yeah. But yeah, like, I feel that that was a decision that it is, for me, a funny decision. I have never thought, like, no, I look too crazy in here. I'm going to put it in another palette of colors, and I won't look that crazy. But for you, it worked, according to you.
Well, I feel like, you know, some people thought I looked crazier in the black and white, but,
that's why it went viral.
Yeah, exactly. They kind of said things like, I look like Susan Sarandon meets Uncle Fester, which, whatever.
I don't know any of those references.
No. Well, yay. Like Adam's Family.
Okay, I know Adam's Family. Okay. But I know the names in Spanish.
Oh, yeah.
Like El Tio Cosa. There you go.
The Uncle Fester?
I believe it's Fester. Is the it looks like a whole week.
No.
Oh, that's the bald guy?
Cousin It.
This is not going to work. I'll have to show you.
I didn't realize they'd have different names.
They have different names.
That makes sense.
There's many movies. There's like, have you seen this movie? And it's like, oh, I don't think so. And they're like, dude, come on. And then they explain the plot. And
but
it's
Gomez.
And it's like Titanic. And like, yeah, I know Titanic. But in Spanish, it's like, El barco que se hundió. Like, it's like, it's a different name. This is the craziest one. There's one with Vin Diesel. He's taking care of a family. He's like the
Fast and Furious?
No. That's another type of family.
What is that? Vin Diesel is
always taking care of family. But no, it's like The Pacifier. It's called The Pacifier.
Yeah.
In Latin America, it's called Niñera a Prueba de Balas, which means nanny, bulletproof nanny.
Oh, yeah?
That is like...
That's a lot on a poster.
Because pacifier will translate to chupón, and el chupón will easily translate to the sucker. So I believe they make a rough decision being like, no, let's...
Yeah.
Let's not call Vin Diesel El Chupón. Yeah. let's change the name. Okay, I had topics for you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, dying.
Yes.
I recently thought of this. Like, I will, like, the things I would like to be done with my body after I die, I believe they're illegal. Not in that sense, but it's like there's a lot of things about dying that is like, first, it's expensive. That dying is expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to, they just throw me in a backyard and just bury me in the because it's a body. I don't want
yeah, it's like $5,000 for the coffin and all that. Yeah,
there's cremation. Mm-hmm. And there's like direct cremation. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
There's normal cremation, that is like they take your body, they embalm it to showing, and then they burn you.
Yeah, that's a waste of money.
And there's a direct cremation, that is like they take your body, they're like, fuck the shit, and they burn you.
Mm-hmm.
The direct, that is like the cheapest, is still like $2,500.
Yeah, better start saving.
I want my kids or whoever to be able to, like, just, I don't know, chop me up and give it to the pigs. I would like the Viking. They put me on a canoe and they shot a fire arrow and I was born.
Well, I was thinking that we should shoot all dead bodies into space. We should just launch them up there because the real estate of space. You think about the cost of real estate for a cemetery. You know, land. There's only so much land, and that's prime real estate we're giving to dead people. Now they've paid for it, but that land is going up in value.
We dig
them up and shoot them into space.
I like that you're thinking like a business owner. It's like, okay, this is a property.
We're going to need that land back from these dead people.
Things you can say to dead people and to migrants. We're going to need like that land back. Okay.
We just need the more space. They're dead. They're just in this. What I mean?
What do you want to be done with your body?
Shoot it into space.
Okay, so you're not like, oh no, this is sacred, and I need my family to bury me and mourn me for 7 days.
I think there is something sacred about the human body, and I think that, you know, what is sacred, what?
Or you're dead, you're just like...
Yeah, I feel like, you know, it's all right.
No, like, you know, there's a theory that your soul doesn't leave your body until it's properly buried. You know, there's
I haven't heard that.
There's a theory that says that your soul stays with your body until they bury your body. So imagine you die.
And I get shot into space.
And your soul is just like, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh, no. Like, fuck. And I'm just like waiting forever. Oh, no. That's, no. I didn't know about that.
You're laying there like.
Where in the scripture does it say that? You got to find me the quotes. Yeah, I'll find the book. I got to research this a little more. Okay, if that's not really possible, like if your soul is okay.
Probably it's illegal to send your body to space.
Now. But I'm talking about in the future. I don't think it's going to be illegal. Okay. I think there, you know, you got plastic floating around up there. Put some.
We have plastic everywhere.
Put some dead people up there.
Are you calling yourself plastic?
No. I know, but I probably have microplastics in me. But no, I'm just saying there's, you know, a lot of space up there for dead bodies.
I believe there's a lot of junk already.
Or what, the ocean? I don't know, but my point is, these dead people need to stop taking up the land. Because we need.
Are you using dead people as a euphemism for immigrants or something like that?
No, I'm not.
These dead people.
No. I'm saying for the living. We need more room for the living. That's what I'm saying.
They should get back to their countries, these dead people. Like.
No, but doesn't it seem silly to take up all that space for people that aren't even there anymore?
The most fucked up is when they do a mausoleum. So it's like a big space, and it's like, we can bury like so many people in here.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's just not, you know, I feel like there were so many less people back then that it just doesn't really make sense nowadays.
And I believe the casket is just a scam, because why don't they throw like the body in the hole and that's it?
Right, the whole thing of...
Because you decompose and the worms will eat you at some point, but they have to remove, you know, apparently. I don't know if this is true.
This is a weird conversation we're talking about in this deserted house that we're in.
Apparently, this is why we came. Apparently, they recycle some caskets when the people are kind of poor. You die, and like 50 years later, they bring out the casket. They just throw you. They clean a little bit the casket. It's like, let's sell this shit again.
See. Yeah, I don't know. You know what? There's... people that get made into trees or something, or
like that,
something like that would be fine. Something that's good, you know. If you can't put me in space, then a tree.
These are her dying wishes.
No.
Her to space.
Yeah, I haven't really thought about it too much, but obviously, but I think I don't. Whatever.
But imagine like the clip goes viral and Elon Musk just says like, "Let's make." Her wishes come true. You're the first woman who died and then shoot to space. Like, the first human body, human body in space.
I'll have to look it up. If I didn't know about the whole your soul's not at rest until you're buried.
No, you're scared.
Well, I just want to make sure.
There's a tribe that when their people die, they cook the people and then they make like a soup and everybody shares this soup. So a part of this person that you love is in you. There's other tribe that they shove their people and they bring it to a mountain where there's like vultures.
Oh.
And the vultures, it's the people.
Okay.
And apparently like the thing is like the vultures bring you to heaven because the vultures are the bird that can fly the highest.
Okay.
And here we are like, no, let's put it in a hole, in a wooden box. And that's it. Like,
yeah, it must not really matter, huh?
I like the space idea. It's like you went to heaven and then keep going.
Right, yeah. Meet you halfway.
God is like, wait.
I'll meet you halfway. I'm on my way there already.
Okay. I have that. Dying is expensive. And I believe we're going to do a pause here because the other topics are kind of not related, but it's like, it's weird what we're doing with science. Where are we going?
Space. I just told you.
Hopefully when. But when we die.
Where are we going?
Okay,
what do you
wait,
mean?
Before. What would you like the most? You die and then they shoot you into space. Or you are dying and you're like I have 2 days more, and they send you to space. No. You see space and then die there.
I don't actually like going to space, the idea of it. I'm just talking about saving the land. I think it's I think it's stupid.
It sounds so patriotic for no reason.
It's just a real estate thing that I'm talking about. I think the journey to space at all is so stupid. I think those poor two people that are floating around up there and stuck, and they can't come home till February now. I think, you know, and I hope they're on a sound stage somewhere, because that is terrifying. You know,
Taylor Tomlinson made this joke, and I agree with her.
Hmm.
She's like, they are married, like the people who
yeah, to other people, yeah,
but not to each other, married to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And Taylor Tomlinson said, like, you know they're gonna fuck, right? Like you are in space and you're like floating around. You think you're like, let's try this.
I don't know. Can you get an erection with zero gravity?
We'll find out after this. I can have an erection. I cannot have one.
But place. I think that would just complicate things. I think that would be very foolish to have sex up there when you're stuck. I mean, they were supposed to be for 8 days and now, what, 8 months or something crazy. And that, I just, there's so many issues with the space program, and it costs so much money that it seems ridiculous. So, and I really like this couch set, this fabric.
We're going to take a picture of the couch so you can see. So give our land back. And we're going to make a little pause here, and we're going to come back.
Stop going to the moon.
And we're back. We tried to record the land from the deceased people. We didn't. Actually, I can have an erection in zero gravity. We did that really quick. The other topic I was talking about, like, I don't know if you saw this video, but scientists grab a mushroom and they give the mushroom a robotic body, and the mushroom is learning how to control the robotic.
A mushroom?
A mushroom. And is now learning how to control, like, the it's like a spider robotic body. And it's learning how to move. So if
a mushroom spider.
So if it needs more light, it just goes to where it's more light. And I saw that and I was like, why would you make, sounds so terrifying. Like mushrooms are one of the things like always, we always say, like, you know, there's a mushroom that gets into insects' brains and they make them a zombie. Let's give a robotic body to that. Like,
yeah, weird. A lot of weird things going on with science, but you know what? That's how you find the good stuff. I mean,
or bad stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean, hopefully, if you find the bad stuff, you're wise enough not to use it for evil. But I don't know, man. You got to also push the boundaries, because that's how things get cured and discoveries made.
But also this means that mushrooms has kind of a sense of they're alive, because they send the electromagnetic pulse to move the thing around. Mm. There's also, like, people who has, for some reason, attach a robotic arm to a plant and they give the robotic arm a machete.
A what?
A machete.
A machete?
Yeah. So is a robotic arm connected to a plant, and the plant can move the machete? It's like, why would you?
I believe we have all TikTok? Things. Where are you seeing these?
I will show you, but I don't have internet in this house.
But no, we're squatting right now.
No, but I saw it, like, I believe it was YouTube, like, maybe TikTok or something. And then, like, I do my research, like, is this real? And it is. And it's like, why? Like, there are so many things that it's like, why don't we?
I don't know why.
One thing that I believe we need is, like, better robotic arms for people, or exoskeletons so you can, like move things around with less energy and less strength. But no, they're like, no, let's give a machete to a plant. that's why we're
yeah,
we're funding this. What would be if you get loaded, like, a lot of money, to make, like, one experiment or to do, like, one scientific discovery, what would you try to achieve?
Oh my goodness. Not a very
to space because we need our land.
Okay? Yeah, yeah. I think I just said the only scientific thing I have.
It's just a cannonball.
Yeah, like a t-shirt gun. Yeah, t-shirt cannon.
But it's they just send people.
Just shooting dead bodies into space.
I would pay a ticket to see that happening.
I mean, I would. Yeah, I'd probably leave space alone, and I'd leave deep sea alone. What would I do scientifically? If I had a lot of money, genuine answer, I would put it into dementia Alzheimer's research and try and get that cured.
Apparently, there's like something that cures Alzheimer's. I have need to go back again, but apparently, they like create something that helps treat it.
Yeah, helps treat it.
And then actually,
yeah.
Kind of reverse it a little. It won't cure it, but it helps a lot. I believe Alzheimer's is such a awful disease.
It is, yeah.
Like I saw, there's a movie with Demi Moore, I believe Demi Moore, that she has Alzheimer, and in one part, I never.
You mean Still Alice with Julianne Moore?
Julianne Moore.
Yeah, I worked with dementia Alzheimer's patients. That's what my job was. So yeah, it is. And my grandfather passed away from Alzheimer's, and my.
But how did you pass away from Alzheimer's? Because it's not exactly. The Alzheimer's kills you, is it like?
No, it's the Alzheimer's that kills you because it's your brain dying. So eventually you forget how to breathe and how to
exactly.
Eat.
You forget how to do it, like swallow. Apparently that's one of the big ones.
Yeah.
Like, but it's not exactly like the Alzheimer's itself doesn't give you like the consequence of it.
No, that is because it's the plaques on the brain caused by the dementia or Alzheimer's that prevent you from your body from functioning. So it is that.
Yeah, and Still Alice, like one scene that shocked me is like when she forgets to go pee, like because she forgets her house and then she doesn't find the bathroom and then she forgets she was going to pee and she peed herself and I was like, it is a tough, really tough disease.
Yeah.
So all your money into
that
trying to save people from Alzheimer.
Yeah.
But they'll forget that you did that, but.
Yeah, they will.
Just a dark joke in the middle. Like the podcast is now just fun. Like we put like scenes of like here like black and white. It had to be a black and white with a really depressing song.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Save the kids. Do you have do you have any jokes related to Alzheimer's? Or is it a topic that you're like I don't want to make jokes about this.
No, I do. I do a bit about working with them, but I don't really like. You know, that's more a joke about me reacting to that situation. You know, it's like similar to my kids when I would make jokes about being a parent. It was less about my kids and more about like me being inadequate and dealing with those situations. You know, I feel like most of my jokes, I try to make it where I'm the
subject.
I'm the one that's, you know, being inappropriate or whatever and not really making fun of. I don't like to make fun of people that are suffering or children or something like that. You know, it's more just me being wrong in the situation. That's funny.
Have you ever made a joke that someone is like, hey, this is offensive. Why would you say that?
Yeah, a lot of times. Yeah, many times. And sometimes it's, sometimes it's intentional, but sometimes it's accidental. I'm just, you know... I don't write anything down and I don't use a set list, which I'm actually going to start doing because I feel like changing things might be beneficial. But so since I don't have it pre-planned, then that increases the chance of me saying something that, you know, I regret or that comes out wrong.
Can we know what was the last one that you were like, oops, this came out different than what I wanted to come out?
So the other night I've got a new bit that I'm working on about how everybody has to drink a lot of water nowadays and like throughout history everybody's been dehydrated.
Yeah.
You know, and to think about like what effects that's been having on people. And I was trying to, you know, work that out on stage and I said, I'm not gonna repeat what I said here because I regretted it then.
And we're gonna clip it, put it online to see.
But I think I just kinda took it too far in exploring, you know, things that might have been different had people been hydrated, you know, because I think that's when you're writing comedy, you have to go, you have to be bigger, you have to exaggerate, you have to make it, you know, you want to find that line between where it's still funny, but it's outlandish, but without being offensive to turning off everybody.
There's a,
you know.
What is the comic?
Unless that's what you want to do.
There's a comic. I don't remember his name right now. He's super famous. I don't know why. I don't remember his name. Whatever. He says that cancel culture is kind of helping comedy in a way that is making some comics really think about what they write. Because you can talk about everything.
Well, I'm not worried about
cancel culture.
I'm not worried about cancel culture. That's not why I feel like when I left there, look, if I say something that I think is funny, then when I leave, if someone's upset about it, then, you know, I'm not trying to upset people, but that's all right. Like, whatever. But if I don't like it.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about, where I leave and I go, oh, man, like, I didn't need to say that, you know, like, I didn't need to go there. That was dumb. That was too far. That makes me feel like cringy. So I'm like, you know, that's what I go off of. Cancel culture, you know, I don't even know. Half the people that follow me might be bots for all I know. You know, it only matters who's showing up.
Bots, I don't think so about that.
I don't know. I lost 10 grand followers in three days.
Oh, yeah. What
with that Trump stuff.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know who those people are, you know. And
but I
so,
like that you are like, okay, this is my opinion. If you don't want to follow me, don't follow me. And it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, I talk about this. Like, I believe there's fanatics on both sides. And it's like, you want to have the people that can enjoy something without feeling immediately like offended. Like, I have a friend, he's transgender, and every time I have a joke that touch that area, I kind of like send it to him first. It's like, hey, do you think this might be offensive? And usually I go on your same side. It's like, this is me reacting to this. For example, like the joke, I never did the joke. I believe it could be good. That is like, transgender people, usually it feels like they are reborn and they pick a new name for themselves. And usually those names has a lot of meaning to them and they're awesome names. And I feel that's like they, my friend, okay, let's call him Sapphire for this. He's a prostitute apparently for this for this joke, but
beautiful gem.
Gem. And they, it's like, oh, gem, because my grandmother really liked like gems, and she really was the only person who treated me right during this process, blah, 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 blah. And therefore, this is the name I want to use because I feel comfortable with this name.
Yeah.
And then it's like people who are not transgender, it's like, my name is Christian because my dad like it.
Yeah.
like you don't have any choice. If you hate your name, you hate your name. That's it. They have this opportunity to like, oh, I'm going to rebrand myself. And the joke was like about that is like, hey, you got something nice that is like you can choose your name. Like, my name is Christian Guillermo. I didn't choose a Guillermo.
But you could choose your own name.
Yeah, but you can.
You don't have the confidence to do it.
No, Princess Consuela Banana Hammock. I'll call you know that from friends? I'll call myself Princess Consuela Banana. What would be your name? Is Christian to me like your name or
yeah,
your stage name?
That would be, I'm keeping my name the way it is. I like my name.
I
think, you know, it fits, the meanings fit. But I'm just saying, you know, anybody can change their name. I feel like it's pretty bold to do that. And I think that's awesome. You know, you should be able to recreate yourself at any point and express what's on the inside outwardly. I mean, that's what we do as comedians. That's what art is about. So, you know.
Yeah, the joke, he said, like, oh, it's not offensive because I'm telling, like, no, this is awesome that you do it.
Yeah.
But it feels like you have this amazing story, and then it's like, my name is Christian because that's the name my mother liked.
Right,
and
right.
And that's it, like, I didn't have anything to do. It means something to you, like, yes, that my mother liked Christians. That's it.
Yeah.
And Guillermo, because all my family is Guillermo, 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 Guillermo. Like, my dad is Jorge Guillermo. My granddad is Wilhelm that mixes Guillermo in Germany. So my dad just kept going with the tradition. If I have a kid, I will name him Guillermo. I don't know if Would you have two kids?
I have kids, yeah.
Do you think, like, would you like another kid, or is like, no, that's it?
No, that's it.
I just keep this.
You know, a lot of people my age are having kids, and God bless them. I just feel like, you know, I had mine very young, and I'm at the time it was overwhelming, but I'm glad it happened the way it did, you know. That's how it's supposed to work.
This is the last question to end the episode, and then maybe we're going to do a bonus content with another topic that I have.
That one quick.
Or not. Last question for the podcast. Well, what age are your kids? They're like grown-ups right now, right?
They're going to be 20 and 16 next week.
Okay. Do you have any, like, crazy or funny or input about them? Because usually it's the other way around. You talk about your parents in comedy, and they're like, I didn't like that joke. But this is the other way around. Like, you're the one telling jokes about them. Have they ever have been like, hey, mom, can you stop telling that story?
Yeah, you know, they don't really. My son is pretty cool with it. My daughter doesn't really want to be mentioned. She's got her own thing going on. And, you know, I think, you know, like, think about yourself. If your mom was on stage at any age, it's like exactly. Embarrassing. Like, I mean, up until now, like, my mom has always been a great writer, actually. And she just recently did the Moth, you know,
yeah.
Which, and I was super proud of her, and I thought that's awesome. She got up and she read something recited a poem she wrote or an essay. And I'm super proud of her now because I'm a grown woman.
Not before.
But if I would have been, you know, if I would have been a teenager and my mom was doing that, I would have been, you know, embarrassed. So okay. I'm just saying, I think with, you know, maturity and wisdom, eventually you grow to appreciate your parents for their personality, their uniqueness, and their sameness. When you're young, you kind of just want to, you know, blend in with the tribe, and you don't want to stand out. So saying that,
but I believe it would be fucking amazing that it's like, yeah, my mom is headlining Zanies, and your friends like, ew.
Yeah,
I don't think that's what happened. I don't know, like,
my son and his friends think it's pretty cool. My daughter, I think she's coming around because I think, yeah, she doesn't want me to talk about her.
We're not talking about her, but is your son have you ever gone to any of your shows like? Like, oh, look, with her friends, and like, oh, let's go see my mom.
They've talked about doing that. I would like them to.
But you gotta buy tickets.
They came to, my daughter came to a show when she was little, like 9 or 10, and she really enjoyed it, and that was really cool. Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. Hopefully they'll come soon.
And as a mom, would you like them, would you feel admire and better if you like, let's say it's a surprise, you just go out to the stage to headline, and first row there's your son.
That'd be awesome. If my son was
there, see the smile. I'll clip that smile.
That would be awesome. I mean, yeah,
I'll send this to your son. I don't know his name, but I'll find out.
Yeah, he's the best. I feel like they both are the best, and you know, they support me in their own way. And yeah, it would be cool if they were there someday.
More if they buy tickets, because we need to sell the tickets.
Yeah, we need to sell the tickets.
But with this, we're going to say, like, please go to her. You saw that smile. You saw everybody seeing the smile. Please go to her show as a surprise.
Yeah.
When is your birthday?
When is my birthday?
Yeah.
October 24th.
Okay, go on October 24th. It's not a surprise anymore. Now it's now it's a responsibility. Like, if you don't show up October 24th, she's going to be so devastated, and she's going to blame me. So.
Actually, October 27th, I'm headlining in Batavia at the Comedy Vault, if you're in Illinois. And then I've also got some things coming up. So go to my website, kristentoomey.live, for dates, or follow me on Instagram for more information on some upcoming dates that are really exciting that I need support on.
She's also going to smile if you are there.
Yes.
I don't know who are you, but you.
But you.
Yeah.
Bye.